Let me do an impression for you. Can you guess what this is? Guess? That's right. I'm churning butter.
I'm making butter. I'm Amish.
That's how Amish people talk.
Don't cut my beard off. That's a hate crime.
It is. I shouldn't be laughing at hate crimes. Yeah, I really need to have my headphones on still. I was listening to see if the other take was good. Oh, don't I look cool? Yeah, ladies, I'm like the audio-visual nerd. I got the what you need. I can press all your buttons. Rewind. For before you knew me, you can leave happy. Oh. You know what's fun? Fun bags. That's the classy way. Next time you're on a date or you're hanging out with your wife or your mom, I don't know what you're into, you'd be like, hey, nice fun bags, mom. Grandmas love to hear that. Merry Christmas, Grandma Funbags.
What'd you say, dear?
Nothing, Grandma Funbags. What'd you get me for Christmas? I used to do these dumbass puppet shows online. It's always weird when you have to tell someone you did shows online, because it sounds like it's a dirty thing. It's like, oh yeah, baby, give me some more coins and I'll show you Dongalicious. I wish I was Dongalicious. It's frustrating, you know, especially, like, the shows I did were adult. It doesn't mean that there was puppet penis. They'd be like, oh, more puppet penis action. I bet all that, like, kind of woolly fabric in a woman's vagina would be kind of chafing. I don't know. I don't have a vagina. I don't spend all night thinking of these things. Oh, yes, give it to her, puppet. Give it to her good. Give her the Kermit Willy. You ever get someone on your mind that you just can't get off your mind? And I don't mean in an obsessed way. I wonder what she's doing right now. Is she pooping? Oh, I bet she's pooping. She's opened that butthole real wide. Oh, gross. But I mean, just somebody that, like, when they say hi, you're like, aw. It's like all that puppy dog bullshit that you hear about when you're in school. And just when they make time to spend time with you, it makes your day and it brightens you up. And when you're younger in life, I don't know, maybe you buy into it. You're like, yeah, this is love. This is meant to be. But then as life shits on you, and as you age, life will shit on you eventually. After a while, you're just like, you know what? It's okay to say hi once in a while. That's all the higher my expectations are going to be. And it's sad, because that's not what you watch movies for when you're growing up. You don't watch the Muppet movies growing up. They're like, you can be anything. You're shit, son of a fucking bitch whore.
Bitch whore. Bitch whore. That's what you're going to end up with, is bitch whore.
They should tell you that. That should be the fucking Disney movie. Hey, you know the prince you wanted to end up with? Sorry, you're going to end up with a bitch whore. You're going to learn to resent him. Every noise he makes is going to fill you with anxiety and rage. That's your future. Until you get divorced 14 years later. And you go through a midlife crisis.
Hey, I'm still single and fun, even though I'm a little more flabby. Let's get drunk, girls.
I need a drink. Oh, God, I'm getting flabby. It's happening. I'm becoming a midlife, middle-aged woman. Oh, my tits are fabulous. I don't need a date anymore now. I have a feeling as I age, that's not going to be the only time anyone tells me my tits are fabulous.